J Dilla. Track called Nothing Like This from the Chrome Children collection out on Stone's Throw. We inadvertently heard that track. It rather roughly interrupted Mad Villain, Monkey Suite, which also comes off the same compilation, a new collection on Stone's Throw of some unreleased material. Other artists, the wonderful Kushik, Dudley Perkins, J-Rock, Aloe Black is on there. And it also comes with a DVD of the launch concert for that particular for that collection. And if any fans of MF Doom, there's some quite a bit of footage of him performing, as well as Madlib and Aloe Black and the sort of extended Stone's Throw family. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. So it was J Dilla and Mad Villain from the Chrome Children. For that, we heard some nice, gentle and quiet things. Animal Collective with a song called Two Corvettes, about 4 minutes of them playing on a porch in Maryland, from a record they recorded called Campfire Songs, with just like a 3-microphone setup, and they played all those songs in pretty much one take outdoors in the evening. And so you can hear the sounds of the sort of outdoor atmos, and a pretty different feel to their record feels, and also sung tongs, which are a lot more kind of, not so much beady, but definitely electric. And I interviewed them on filling in for Woody McDonald on Wigwam Bam a few weeks ago when they were here, and there was Noah, the drummer, said that that's his favourite record that they've done, Campfire Songs. So caused me to go back and have a sort of close listen to it. And he was like, yeah, you got to listen to it on headphones, man. And it does reward when you listen up close. If you're in the lounge room, it would have sounded pretty nice. Maybe out in the car would have got a little lost. But Campfire Songs from the Animal Collective. Lamb Chop with Grey Lines in Heaven, a beautiful song. Karen Dalton, Sweet Substitute. And we started off with Tim Richmond, some unreleased material, a song called School Bell. About 4 minutes past the hour of nine. If you just tuned in, you're with Declan on Against the Arctic, which takes you through until 10 o'clock here on Triple R. Still to come on the show, we've got a giveaway of the new Cornelius record, which we'll hear from pretty shortly, as well as Holger Chuke, bass player, arranger, producer from the band Can. Great solo track of his called Fragrance, which is on the soundtrack to a film called Morven Callow, which came out some years ago. But we'll hear that after you hear about some new program changes coming up on the Triple R grid. There's a new show moving to the time slot after Against the Arctic. Michael Kuchik with Noise in My Head. We're taking the reins from 10 to 12 before Mark Harwood and The Wake in Fright. But you can check out this little message and I'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on.
Triple R's December grid has begun. Keep an ear out for a few changes. Dave Butterworth's Galactic Zoo moves to Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. For your jazz fix, The Village with Jessica Nicholas now starts at midday Thursday, followed by all new The Drift with Kim Jurek at 2. Michael Cusack's Noise in My Head can now be heard at 10 p.m. on Sunday. And Steve Cross joins Triple R presenting Beat Orgy from 6 p.m. on Saturday night. To check out the new grid, go to www.rrr.org.au. Thank you.
Thank you.
visiting your town. Just a number of days, that's Cornelius from his new record Sensuous. And the show he will be doing at the Hi-Fi Bar in Borum is a showcase of said record, which just quite handily mixes into the next song there. And yeah, if you enjoyed that track and you're a Triple R subscriber, perhaps an existing Cornelius fan, I've got a couple of copies of that record to give away. 93881027 is the number. Pick a couple of calls at random. So far there's only two calls, so they're the winners if you'd like to win. And we'll hear from Modest Mouse, also touring soon. modest and mousy, the cold part from the album The Moon. And Antarctica, a song I thought I'd play because it's farewell to the cold part, and the nights are still cold, but we are seeming to be in some semblance of summer here, and therefore my program name Against the Arctic ceases to mean what it did some months ago. So our Modest Mouse are coming out here on the 29th of December playing at the Palace, which I for one am very excited about. I haven't been out here, and with the subject of a series of bidding wars, which meant that the price went too ridiculously high for them to come and tour, and now finally they're going to make it out to these shores. Apparently they do a cracking live show, so it'll be something to keep us entertained in the week between the Christmas and New Year. Congratulations to Matt and Haley, who got their hands on a copy of the new Cornelius record. And sorry to all those who called valiantly and didn't win. But stay tuned. They never know. There may be a giveaway coming up on Noise in My Head between 10 and 12 if you enjoyed that song. And get along to see him. If you're not attending Meredith this year, he's playing at the Hi-Fi Bar this Thursday, the 7th. A showcase of that new record. And should be a great show in a more intimate environment. Should be fantastic. And thanks also to Craig, who rang from far away Sydney, and I was digging on some of the tunes. And you can tune into Triple R if you have trouble, if you're a little bit on the edge of the range, www.rrr.org.au, and all the shows stream live. And there's some good programs and interesting tidbits archived on the site, and you can also check playlists of any, well, most shows on the on-air section. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? We're going to hear a couple of songs from Arthur Russell. The first one is from the World of Echo compilation. Arthur Russell was a cellist, composer, disco producer, avant-garde musician who lived in New York between sometime in the mid-70s until he died, sadly, in 1992, quite young, at the age of 40. Largely unsung, all apart from New York, his work is being sort of more recognised posthumously, and Philip Glass was the first one to reissue his work about 2 years after he died, a collection called Another Thought, which was some sort of various recordings, B-sides, unreleased things that got sort of edited up and released. And in the last 4 or 5 years, a group called Audica Records from New York have been sort of pretty diligently going about reissuing various bits and pieces and oddities of recordings that Arthur did. He was very prolific, and a lot of the stuff that he recorded didn't get released in his lifetime. World of Echo is probably, for me, his most complete work. It's an album of him with a cello and an effects box and his voice, and the sounds that he gets out of those, well, really those two instruments, the voice and the cello, running through a pretty sort of basic delay, is pretty phenomenal. And there's a movie being made about him, a documentary by American filmmaker Matt Wolf. You can go to arthurrussellmovie.com. There's a small teaser there, and hopefully this movie will be out sometime in 2007. The second song we'll hear is from a newly released Audica 12-inch and CD called Springfield, which is an unreleased track, and there's some B-sides, earlier versions of one of his better-known compositions, Let's Go Swimming, among some other things. Enough from me, more from Arthur.
Canvas home by the freshwater pool, a seat in the sand, looking out, he found him sitting there on Hokey-Dokey, the island of sun. The dog is just finding the boy, and now the dog is licking the boy, and the boy is laughing at the sky. The sun is out, there's a fish you can see. Anything you find goes back to the sea. Thank you. it's back to the scene. We'll be right back.
heart you feel so sad. Don't got the money to take me back to
ocean, baby. Caught my breath. Thinking about Trinidad.
Ele Guará. Ele Guará, Xangô. Ele Guará. Ele Guará, Xangô.
Rosinha de Valencia with Uma Norte from a compilation called Bossa Nova Fire that I found in a barbershop in Sydney just a couple of days ago. Heard a couple of versions of Calypso Blues before that. The first one, well, second in order, first to back announce was Willie Rosario with Calypso Blues, and it comes from a collection called Boogaloo Powwow, 60s Latin Soul, that's just been released on the Honest John's label. Hear a lot of stuff from that label, and indeed the other version by Mona Baptiste, Calypso Blues, slightly sadder version, was also off another Honest John's compilation called London is the Place for Me. And that was volume 3, I think that one came off, and their collections of Jamaican migrant music, sort of, and how it filtered through London in the 50s and 60s, and they're full of beautiful stuff, Calypso, Cuela, High Life, and jazz. Really, really wonderful. We heard a couple of tracks from Arthur Russell before that. Corn Number 3 was the kind of instrumental electronic sort of drum. It had a lot of big electronic drums in it with a whole lot of cello and effects over the top. And we heard Canvas Home before that, a shorter one from The World of Echo. And the Cornelius track we heard off that record was Omstart, and it's off the album Sensuous. We'll be playing this Thursday night at the Hi-Fi Bar and Ballroom. We're going to stay with some island music, at least for a little while. There's only about 16 minutes of the show left. If you just tuned in, you're with Declan on Against the Arctic until 10 o'clock. As you might have heard on the message before, there's a new show slipping into the 10 till midnight time slot here on 102.7. Michael Kusik. I've been constantly pronouncing his name wrong as Kuchik. Maybe I've got Kushik, the producer on the brain. But Michael does a great show, and this is his first week, so hope he can stay around and keep him company as he gets through till midnight with his wild and varied selection, which will sit pretty nicely here after Against the Arctic. So do stay tuned to Triple R, and indeed to Mark Harwood from midnight till 2 here on Sundays. Tribesmen Assault is the name of the next group we're going to hear. A couple of years ago, might be more like 3 or 4 now, a German label went about reissuing a whole lot of recordings from a label called Wackies, which was a Brooklyn reggae label from the late 70s and early 80s. And this is one of the albums they released. There was others by Junior Holt and the Lovejoys, among others. But we're going to hear Shotgun Skank from the Tribesmen Assault. You are on 3RRR.
Dwight Farrell ain't no ass nigga. Back in the day, Vinny used to roll a zigga zigga. Nowadays, count drink a fucking fifth of liquor. If she got a fat ass out there down the nigga. Peep my game and me, peep my struggles. Learn from my hustles, learn from my tussles. Lungs like tar, never be a star. Still make music for the hot pickle tip jar. I'm getting pimped
like a pimp, pimp souls. I wreck the mic. I am a genius, I mean this. Like a pimp, pimp souls. Like a pimp, pimp souls. I wreck the mic. I am a genius, I mean this. Like a pimp, pimp souls. Like a pimp, pimp souls. I wreck the mic. I am a genius, I mean this. Like a pimp, pimp souls. Like a pimp, pimp souls. I wreck the mic. I am a genius, I mean this. Like a pimp, pimp souls. Like a pimp, pimp souls. I wreck the mic. I am a genius, I mean this. Like a pimp, pimp souls. Like a pimp, pimp souls. I wreck the mic. I am a genius, I mean this. Like a pimp, pimp souls. Like a pimp, pimp souls.
La misma mierda que nos tiran los gobiernos. Un sistema que nos tiene amarrado. Nosotros somos artistas, poetas, cantantes, músicos. Y tenemos nuestra propia sociedad que viaja el planeta entero, de Nueva York a San Juan, a Miami, a Japón, a Europa, África, Brasil, donde sea, porque nosotros tenemos nuestra propia conectividad.
Ten cuidado cuando brinques la valla.
some juicy Latin soul on Truth and Soul. That's the Bronx River Parkway with La Valla. There's an album coming very shortly called San Sebastian. Just brought us to about time for me to split. And coming up very shortly is Noise in My Head, but I'll just run you through what we just heard. Count Bass D, a track from the preceding single from his new record, Act Your Waist Size, called Like a Pimp. The El McKells Affair with Bring the Ruckus, covering the Wu-Tang Clan in an instrumental style, and Tribesman Assault, some heavy reggae sounds. Shotgun Skank was the tune we heard from the self-titled album. I'll be back next week between 8 and 10. It's been Against the Arctic for the last couple of hours. Stay with Michael for Noise in My Head. And I'll leave you with a track from Pavement from Wowie Zowie, going back some years. What is the one we're going to hear? I think it's Pueblo. Yeah, anyway, so I'll see you next week. Hope you enjoyed the show. Later.
Look up to people so tall to you. I can't, so I won't stand. Up, chop, break up. Look for splinters you might see where they come and go down. Sweet Yardley, I won't let you fall down. Sweet Yardley, I won't let you fall down. Guts and the gore. Nobody's crying, cause there's no one to score. Well, come up, sweet Randy. I won't let you fall. What you got to lose? What you got to prove? Who you gonna screw? Damn.